Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. We are on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And due to the daylight savings time and a guest host who is adjusting to the daylight savings time, we are back live on Building Fortunes Radio with a good friend of ours. His name is Mr. Ray Gebauer. Ray is in a different continent, so it's kind of screwy, you know, when you're in a different world. He actually does this radio show tomorrow, if you will, meaning it's tomorrow for us, but it's today for him, and it's in the morning time, and it was kind of a little bit confusing on the daylight saving stuff. So we are here to talk about whatever he's going to talk about, and I think we're going to talk about the acronym SHIP, if I'm not mistaken. And I think, here's what I know. Ray Gebauer is a really good guy. Here's what I know. Ray Gebauer is super smart and slings together some really great philosophies and has these acronyms that he whips up. And one of the acronyms that he's talking about today is the word SHIP, S-H-I-P, which is probably somewhat, if you will, coincidental, because a lot of people are talking about a ship lately that hit a bridge. Maybe we'll talk about a bridge next time if you need a new acronym. But on this one, what he'll do is he'll go over each letter of the acronym and designate three separate, and I'm speaking slowly, three separate radio shows on each letter. So we've done, I believe, the first S in SHIP, and now we're on the second S, if I'm not mistaken. So it is always a great pleasure to have Mr. Ray Gebauer on Building Fortunes Radio. So, Mr. Ray, thanks for being here.
Yeah, hi, Peter. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for hosting this. And as probably most of you know, if you're listening by now, that the reason we do all these shows is because we think we can make a difference and make the world a better place, especially your world a better place. Because we all want the same thing. We want to be happy. We want to feel secure, not just surviving, but, you know, thriving, secure and successful and significant. But it's so complicated, so many distractions. You know, it's difficult to navigate through that and get to where you want to go. That's why you want to learn from others who've already been there and done that, save you a lot of time and grief. That was certainly true for me. You know, I was just totally lost, no clue at all, no social skills, couldn't talk in front of people, used to stutter. But because I connected to the right people, helped me rebuild my self-esteem and confidence. I sort of went from zero to hero, and that's possible for everyone. Unfortunately, a lot of people take the passive approach. I'll just wait to see if my ship ever comes in. Then worse than that, instead of waiting, they move to a different state called resignation. It's never going to happen, at least for me. I got a better chance of winning the lottery, so why waste time and energy and get more disappointment? And people just give up. So that's sort of a trap, taking the passive approach. In fact, I think that's the first concept that Stephen Covey deals with in his famous book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. I think they sold, 20 or 30 million of those books? It's a classic book. Everyone needs to read it. But I think the first habit, I'm not sure if it's the first, but it's one of the 7, is to be proactive. Don't be passive. If you're too passive, you get the leftovers, if even that. You got to be proactive. But most people aren't, because they have mental blocks. They just lack belief. So hopefully you'll get some gold nuggets, some insights from today's show, episode, and help you get maybe unstuck, go from being stuck to soaring. That's what happened to me. But anyway, so last week we did a word on the first, on the S, which was, super. Why not have a super life? Why settle? When we have the potential to fly, metaphorically. We weren't designed to be chickens crawling, pecking for stuff on the ground. We're meant to be eagles and to soar above the clouds and, really be someone and make a difference. So I'm encouraging everyone to aspire to something bigger. Don't settle. We can have a super life, including super health, which most people don't because they neglect it and they pay the price. 50,000 people died just yesterday between cancer and heart disease, and it's getting worse. Especially, at the rate of cancer now is like 100,000% higher for those who got the shot, the jab. But anyway, so a lot of issues and challenges. But this week we're going to go into the second word, starts with S. And before I launch into that, that's a good word, we're talking about ship, I'm going to launch into this. Peter, what's your best guess? What do you think I'm going to be, what's the word for today?
I'm really not sure, because I was thinking about it, and my mind is spinning relative to things. So I'm going to go for this ship, I'm going to call it a succession plan. So it's kind of like two words for me, but succession plan, because I was thinking about that ship. For those people that are listening in maybe later on, there was a big boat that lost power, and it hit a bridge, and the bridge fell down over in Baltimore. So it's kind of like on my mind, and obviously we're doing the ship thing. So I'm like, well, they needed a better succession plan for when the power went out, if that's even possible. So my S is a double word. It's SP for today. And I know that's not what you were thinking at all, but there was what was rolling around in my head.
Yeah. Okay, well, good suggestion. But you're right, that's not the one. So the word I settled on for today, and I haven't written anything down. This is just sort of all in my head. Some ideas sort of floating around. Hopefully it'll come out somewhat organized here. Is the word settle. And there's two primary applications to this in my thinking. There's sort of the negative connotation, like, hey, why would you settle for that? Why would you settle for minimum wage? Why would you settle for being in an abusive relationship, why would you settle for, whatever? So we'll get into that. But there's another application of the word that I want to talk about first. That's a lot more positive. Well, the word settle, in the early history of America, we had the settlers. They'd go across the country and they would find a place where they wanted to stay and they would settle down. And that would be their home base, rather than just sort of wandering around trying to find some place. We all want to have a place where we can settle down, in a positive way. like if you're homeless and on the streets, you're sleeping in a different spot every night, wouldn't it be nice to settle down in a home? Well, we're all in the business. And some people are still unsettled. They're like wandering around or like on a treadmill. And what we really want to do, we got to settle a couple of things. Settle can mean come to an agreement. First of all, you got to settle on the fact that you have what it takes. And if you're short and don't quite have what it takes, you have access to people who can help you to make up the difference. So we all have the potential to grow and have a better life. And we don't want to settle for anything less. We want to you know, go for the best, you know, the super life, the abundant life. So you got to settle in your heart, in your mind, that you have what it takes and that it's worth it. You know, it's hard. Life is hard. Life isn't fair. Success isn't usually easy. But it really helps if you sort of settle in your spirit that, well, this is what I'm going to do. Over, under, around, or through, whatever it takes, I will do. You got to settle on certain attitudes and beliefs. Settle that on the fact that even though there's a long way to go, you know, time is on our side. Well, for the most part, you know, everything takes time. You don't plant a seed and expect to have fruit the next day. You know, certain things take time. You know, a baby takes 9 months to grow and be delivered. But you also want to be smart, invest your time in the right things. And if you're in a situation or a company or business that is just isn't going well, and you know, maybe for reasons outside your control, maybe you got to unsettle and settle into someplace else. Settle with the right person who can guide you and encourage you and believe in you and help you and support you. So the other thing we got to settle that's even more important, or just as important, we got to settle. How to say this? Most people are unfortunately driven so much by fear and anxiety and avoidance of pain. And we need to settle into the fact that fear is not the best fuel for life. It is a type of fuel, and it does work, and it can be helpful, but it's essentially, I've never said it this way before, but it's basically a toxic fuel. Sometimes fear is exactly what you need to do when you're in danger, and you know that's the right emotion. But you know, like the Bible says, God has not given us a mindset of fear. You know, fear has its time and place. Of course, you can't survive without a certain amount of fear. But God's not giving us that mindset, that orientation to fear that most people have. But give us the mindset of power, love, and a sound mind. So most people are really stuck in this dark place of fear and anxiety. In many cases, it's so much that they won't even try because they've had enough pain and disappointment, so I don't need any more pain and disappointment, so why go there? I've been there, done that. I've had enough of this. And, you know, people close down, they give up. And because the emotional pain in their mind is just too much. So if you're stuck, you're stuck. But you can get unstuck. It isn't like you happen to be a tree planted in the wrong spot because the seed happened to land there. Unlike a tree, we can move. And, you know, you need to get moving. Got to be proactive. Move in the right direction. Not settle for anything less, but settle into the fact that not only can you do what it takes, but the better fuel for life and productivity is not fear, which is avoidance of pain. That's the emotion when you anticipate pain. But the far superior, the super fuel, is faith. Faith is simply positive expectation. It's believing that things are going to get better. Faith is essentially optimism, being optimistic. So people need to upgrade from this inferior, toxic fuel that is killing us, because ultimately the cause of all death and all disease is stress overload and ongoing fear, anxiety, worry, anxiousness. That's very, very stressful. It hurts your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health, your relationships. And anyway, so that's we got it settled that we deserve a better fuel. And the fuel is belief or faith or optimism, which is positive expectation. We're expecting things to get better. But when you're living by fear, you're expecting, you know, more problems. The people still go around wearing a mask. They're just reinforcing it. They're living by fear, fear that they might catch something. You know, I don't believe viruses are even contagious. And no one's ever died of a virus. So the whole thing is a hoax. But when you put on a mask, not only I think does it dishonor you because you're covering your face. That used to be, you know, something of shame or you're a criminal. But it also invokes this fear, like, I'm in danger. I got to protect myself. So you're living in fear all the time. So we've got to get above that and focus on the positive. And whatever you got to do, you've got to get over the fear, or at least start to diminish it. You got to focus on the positive and what you believe in. Everyone needs a coach. I think we need to pray more. We need to be better connected. Oh, and I should say this. The best antidote to neutralize fear, in my opinion, and the Bible says this, it says mature love gets rid of fear. That's in 1 John 4:18. Or perfect love casts out fear. But it's mature, complete love. And so when you're coming from that orientation, that mindset of the four distinctions or dimensions of love, which are the four C's, the caring, connecting, committing, and creating value, when you're coming from that place, that mindset, then it's like turning on the light, and what happens to the darkness? You don't have to struggle to get rid of the darkness. It's gone automatically because darkness is simply the absence of light. Fear is like, what happens, well, fear occurs in the absence of faith or absence of optimism. But the best strategy, the big shift, the paradigm shift, the best strategy of all is to upgrade your thinking. It's called renewing your mind into the mindset of the four dimensions of love. And when you do that, there's no room for fear. Like there's no space or room for darkness when you have the light on, especially if it's a bright light, right? So we got to settle into a superior, better mindset, which for me is the four dimensions of love, which is also in the Bible the greatest commandment, is the love of all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, the other aspect of settling, as I mentioned right at the beginning, is we tend to settle for the wrong things. You know, the people that are living in fear and anxiety, they've sort of settled into that mindset. And the longer you're in that mindset, the stronger the neural pathways become in the brain that reinforce it, which makes it harder and harder to change things because you're programming yourself to live that way. And it can become like a permanent thing. You're like, if they amputate your leg, that's pretty permanent, right? If you lose your eyesight, you know, that's permanent. So what we have to do is, I mean, no, we don't have to, but if you want to have a better life, we've got to be aware and identify what we're settling for and upgrade our thinking, becoming always from the place of four dimensions of love, the caring, connecting, committing, creating value. Just like in a job, you wouldn't want to settle for minimum wage. You say, oh, well, it's better than nothing. You know, well, yeah, that's true, but I think God wants us to live up to our potential. I remember Jim Rohn said, to illustrate this, he said, how tall will a tree grow? Well, it doesn't get up to 20 feet. Say, oh, that's good enough. I'm above average. It grows as much as it can. How many nuts, he said, would a squirrel gather? As much as it can. How much food will an ant gather? as much as they can. So how much are you going to do? Hopefully, as much as you can and live up to your potential. You know, if you're making $25,000 a year or $50,000 a year, well, maybe that's enough. But people settle for that when they have the potential to make maybe $100,000 a year or $1 million a year. So we don't want to settle for things that keep us small. We want to be expanding and growing. But unfortunately, most people won't think that way. They're stuck and they accept it and say, oh, well, just the way it is. I'll wait to see if my ship ever comes in. Probably not. Yeah, probably not. Sometimes you have to make your own ship. So, like I said, you got to be proactive. And you don't want to be stuck with a negative, toxic mindset, which unfortunately most people are. You know, it's just too much fear, and some people, you know, too much anger. Some people on the other end of the spectrum, too much depression, and just feeling like, you know, they've lost too much, and they're overwhelmed, and they're stuck in depression. That's a dark place too. And the best strategy to overcome all of those bad orientations, fear, anger, depression, is fully embracing and utilizing as a strategy and mindset the four dimensions of love. So if you do that, that gives you the power to unsettle where you've been settled, which wasn't a good place. We want to settle into a powerful mindset. We want to settle into being super. We want to settle into being secure and successful and significant, you know, making a difference. But for that to happen, it takes transformation. And the Bible says the pathway to transformation is renewing your mind. In other words, thinking differently. Same thing as Napoleon Hill said in Think and Grow Rich. You know, you got to think differently. Think and grow rich. Now, everyone's already thinking, but what are you thinking? Is it toxic thinking? Is it just low-level thinking? Or is it thinking of on a higher level? Thinking and believing and then feeling that, hey, I can do this over, under, around, or through, whatever it takes, I will do. That's got to be the mindset. So, you know, when you get your first job, say as a teenager, getting a job at McDonald's or Walmart might be great. That's a good start. You know, first grade is a good place to start. But you don't want to stay there in first grade. You don't want to stay there working at McDonald's and settle for that. So, well, hey, at least I got something going. Yeah. But why settle when there's so much more? You don't want to settle for minimum wage. You don't want to settle for a minimum life. And I didn't even really hardly talk about this yet. You certainly don't want to settle, which most people do. This is a deadly one. They settle for, how should I say this? Okay, they settle for short-term pleasure, which means in terms of your physical health, when your choices are based on what gives you pleasure right now versus the pleasure of being healthy and living longer, people are settling for an unhealthy lifestyle. They minimize the consequences. That's where you should have some fear, fear of consequences of living an unhealthy lifestyle. And most people don't think a lot about how can I be as healthy as possible? How can I recover from this problem? I got high blood pressure, high blood sugar, or I got pain. And they don't do anything about it. I mean, the doctor doesn't help. They give them some drugs. You know, the Bible says the person who does not endeavor to heal himself is like someone committing suicide. But people settle for their current health conditions. They say, well, the doctor said there's no cure. You know, okay, I got cancer. Oh, well, everyone has their time to go. And they settle. Rather than, okay, now's the time to really step it up and do whatever it takes to get rid of this problem, whether it's high blood pressure, fatigue, or cancer, or heart disease, and just, you know, take it on and learn and get the resources. But it's like being on the Titanic. Short-term, immediate pleasure. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful ship, a great experience. Oh, so glad I was able to get on this ship. But we know how it ends. It doesn't end well. When it hits the big chunk of ice, it didn't end nice. And, you know, the ship goes down. And so metaphorically, most people, probably 90% of the population, is on the ship called Titanic. And it's just a matter of time. It's going to go down. Now, it doesn't go down at the same time for everybody. Even though 50,000 people did die just yesterday between just the top two diseases, you know, how many people died on the Titanic? Was it like 3,000 or so? Something like that. But 50,000 every day from being on the, we call it the junk food ship, or it's more than junk food, is unhealthy lifestyle, where you're sitting around most of the time, or even sitting in a job, you're not walking enough, you're not getting enough exercise, not enough sleep, and it's like a ship that's doomed, and people don't even realize it. And if they do sort of realize, they say, well, it's not that big of a deal, this is what everyone else does, you know, I feel okay, and they settle into staying on the wrong ship. Once you realize you're on the Titanic, don't you want to get off? You know, you call for a helicopter, emergency, urgent. Get me off the ship before it goes down. So on the positive side, we want to settle into what is powerful, a powerful mindset of loving God and loving people, which means love means helping and serving. Love means caring. Love means connecting. Love means committing, committing to what's best. It's a win-win. And love means creating, creating value. And when we upgrade to that mindset and live from that orientation, then life instantly better, within seconds. And now you're on the path of transformation because you're renewing your mind. You're changing your programming. This is like a major upgrade. You want to fly first class, not in the cargo section. So don't settle for where you don't deserve to be, and settle into the proper mindset. So hopefully someday you can settle into maybe retirement and feel secure and not have to work and have be an investor and have your money working for you instead of you working for money. But you've got to make some changes and settle into the right mindset and unsettle yourself from these toxic mindsets, particularly, you know, fear and anger and depression, and reorient yourself to living out of love. So that's the message for today. Hope that made sense. Peter, any comments or questions?
It sure does. We're going to run out of time soon. So, Ray, I want you to give them your phone number or whatever contact information so people can get in touch with you, because you're actively building a business and people like to talk to people that are actively building a business.
My number is 360-583-2227. 360-583-2227. So call or text me anytime. Love to talk to you. See what I can do to help. And thanks, Peter, for everything.
Perfect. And then if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. And we'll be back next week for the third segment of that letter S in the acronym SHIP. And we'll see everybody next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.